You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, and I'm hanging out here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday to you. Okay? It's good to be here another night. This is when the show gets started. Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. All right? And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in a home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. And of course, in a world, in a day where we actually have sports, there are quite a few things I want to discuss tonight. There are quite a few things I want to get your input on. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Because the JR Sport Brief Show ain't just about me running my yap. It's all about you. You know, let's have some fun. Call up. Make some damn sense with me. Let's do it together. All right? Last night, we had a lot to talk about. We had a lot that we didn't get a chance or an opportunity to get to. A big shout outs to super producer Stu Kovacs hanging out here with me and you for the next 4 hours as well. Just helping make sure everything rolls smooth. Stu, how you doing this evening?
I'm good, JR. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. You know, there was quite a few things we didn't get a chance to talk about. There were a lot of conversations about the Eagles last night and why Carson Wentz stinks and what the Eagles need to do. And, you know, so later on in the show, we'll actually have a conversation today. You know, Coach Doug Peterson of the Philadelphia Eagles, he was asked about, you know, his job status. And he's like, listen, I've been around this joint in the NFL as a player, as a coach for 25 years now. I understand it's a performance-based business. If I don't do my job, I get walked out. All I'm focusing on is the next game. And so we spent a lot of time on the Eagles. Later on in the show, we'll start talking about some of these other teams because there are a lot of opportunities that have cropped up, that have popped up, whether it was earlier on this season, whether it was the day after Thanksgiving, whether it's at the end of the year. There are going to be some unique opportunities. There are going to be some heads that start to roll. There are going to be some folks that get shown the door, hit the road, Jack. They're going to be told that. Don't come back. And so we're going to talk about some of the best opportunities coming up in the NFL. But one of the things that I want to start with, I can't spend all the time, and we had a lot of callers last night, tons of them, and it was all about how bad the Eagles are. But we didn't spend too much time on the team that actually beat the Eagles. We didn't spend a lot of time on the Seattle Seahawks. You know, they're the team that's 8-3. They were the winners. They now sit atop the NFC West after they beat them up 23-16. And that 16, I mean, damn it, that wasn't even indicative of what the game actually was. The Seahawks had no reason to respect the Eagles. I mean, if you watch the Philadelphia Eagles play, the Philadelphia Eagles don't even respect themselves. They look like a bunch of folks running around like they're like chickens in the backyard after you just chop their heads off or you're trying to chase them around. They look like they don't have a clue. And the Seattle Seahawks did what they needed to do last night. They got rid of a bum team. They got rid of a bad team. And Russell Wilson is still leading the charge. DK Metcalf, if you didn't know that this guy was one of the best wide receivers in the game, where the hell you been? Last night, he had 177 yards receiving. And even the defense, granted, it was against the Eagles, the defense is doing work. Okay, Seattle, we know all about their offense. You know, I tweeted this the other night, or actually last night, while watching the game. You can follow me on Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. I said, Russell Wilson, this man could throw a pinpoint pass to Mars if he wanted to. This man could throw a ball in the air and make it travel 40, 50 yards and just make it drop and fall on a dime. He has talent. Russell Wilson is a Hall of Fame talent. And the offense is third in the NFL at scoring, 31 points per game. Okay, they're amazing. They're right up there with Kansas City. They're right up there with Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. And we know Aaron Rodgers is working all of his magic. It seems like a new receiver besides Devontae Adams gives you a little bit of something every week. And that's the magic of an Aaron Rodgers. Now, the defense, yeah, ain't too hot. Giving up 27 a game. But Pete Carroll, he likes the way the defense performed last night against these Eagles.
The whole night was really good. I don't know the numbers other than the six sacks, but we were in control. And it was great to see our guys play like that and play consistently. Again, like last week, a lot of corrections, a lot of things fixed during the game, a lot of great communication. We've taken a real nice step forward, and I'm hoping that we can just keep building on it. You can just feel it. They're just on their game. They know our stuff. They know what they're trying to get done. We're able to adjust and tweak things as the game's going. All of that stuff is just the fine-tuning that it takes to really be able to play good ball, and I thought it was a really good night.
Okay, Pete Carroll. Let's slow the hell on down here, right? I mean, this was the Philadelphia Eagles. You weren't out there in a race just, you didn't stop the Kansas City Chiefs. You didn't stop the Green Bay Packers. This was the Eagles. And if you think about their next several games, there's not too much of a reason why Seattle, with a record of 8-3, why they can't improve it. Their next game, the New York Giants, playing without their starting quarterback, Daniel Jones. The New York Jets, they're not even a football team. The Washington football team doesn't even have a name. The Rams. Not going to be easy, even though I know the Rams can't beat the 49ers. And then the Seahawks end their season, week 17, right after New Year's, January 3rd, they take on San Francisco. And Pete Carroll, where they're at right now, 8-3, in this powder puff schedule that I just told you, besides maybe the Rams, Pete Carroll, he feels the team is peaking at the right time.
We just have to just climb to the next game and get to that the right mentality and the right approach to go bang out another football game, and then we just go to the next one and just keep charging our way through this thing. I'm really excited about our belief, our resolve, trusting one another, offense trusting the defense, back and forth. It feels the best it's been all year, and we're ready to go.
Oh, man, he's been drinking that Russell Wilson kumbaya juice. Damn it, Russell Wilson never has anything negative to say. I guess these guys have been around each other for so long now, they're just rubbing off on each other. Because you won't find a more positive press conference in the NFL than Russell Wilson. And there's a good reason for that. Because Russell Wilson is a winner. Russell Wilson is not a loser. This year, 3,200 yards passing. He's second in touchdowns with 31. He has 10 interceptions. And seven of those INTs came when the Seahawks hit a little bit of a slump. And it looked like Russell was trying to do too much. Seven of those interceptions came when they lost 3 out of 4 games. Okay? All of the losses. Russell Wilson is not somebody just airing the ball out all willy-nilly. He's not Mitch Trubisky throwing a ball in the air and just hoping it finds the receiver's hands. That's on his own team. That's not the case. And this isn't the first year that we've seen work like this from Russell Wilson. This is the first time that he's had just ridiculous offensive threats. You can look at Lockett. You can look at Metcalf. You can look at the offensive system that now allows him to air that ball out. Quote unquote, let Russ cook. And he's been cooking his whole career. But now he has the keys to the car. Pete Carroll is basically saying, hey, man, you run this. You know, I'm not gonna put two steering wheels in the car and treat you like you're 16 years old. This isn't going to be the learn how to drive car. I'm not just going to run the football. I'm going to let you ball out. And so for someone in his career who's been a seven-time Pro Bowler, a Russell Wilson who last year got a contract, 4 years, $140 million, this is the first time that the reins are really off for Russell Wilson. And yes, absolutely, the Seattle Seahawks this year, they can go on a roll. You know, I know Pete Carroll, he's more high on that defense than I am. You know, giving up 27 a game and being in the category of Las Vegas, the New York Jets, Jacksonville, Detroit, that's not necessarily a category that you want to be in defensively. Those are some loser-ass teams. But the NFL is all about offense. If you can keep up with the best of them, if you can put up points, you could stay in the game. This isn't 20 years ago with the Baltimore Ravens, okay? You got to have somebody who can put up some points. You have to have a quarterback who can command an offense and put six up on the board. And then, yeah, you get lucky, a kicker can come by and give you seven. That's what you want. And so Russell Wilson, this is what he's had in his career. He's been a winner. He hasn't had a losing season. He hasn't missed a game in 8 years going on nine. And the man probably this year, I don't think he'll win it. I think the award belongs to Patrick Mahomes. But this will probably be the year that Russell Wilson just gets an MVP vote. And once the Seahawks get into the playoffs, then I guess it's just, you know, I don't want to say a flip of a coin. But we will really find out, you know, how far Russell Wilson can drag this team if the defense does not get it together. I know they're expecting Jamal Adams to finally step up and play consistent coming off of his injury in the trade. I know they want to, you know, try to help out the pass defense. Let's see if they can get it together over the next several weeks. They certainly have a game, like I told you, against the Giants. You want to talk about defensive cohesion? Have fun. You want to talk about the New York Jets? Go for it. Washington? Oh, yeah. The biggest test is the Rams. This is a prime opportunity for Seattle. This is a prime opportunity for Russell Wilson to just continue to build on his legacy. Someone who won a Super Bowl. You know, and we know the first Super Bowl that he won, the only Super Bowl that he won, the Seahawks are one of the best defensive teams of all time. You know, the Legion of Boom, Earl Thomas and Richard Sherman. Russell Wilson was the don't mess the game up. You're great, but this is not you. The next go round, Pete Carroll, he had a brain fart against the New England Patriots. He decided to make sure that Russell Wilson gave the ball to Malcolm Butler instead of giving it to Beast Mode. Russell Wilson could legitimately right now have two Super Bowls. But I'll tell you this much. This man says he wants to play until he is in his 40s. I don't care what Russell Wilson does the remainder of his career. You know, I believe he's played like a Hall of Famer. I believe he is on the route, he is on the road to being in the Hall of Fame. And if he can tack on a few more years of just the success that he's had, the epitome of a winner, Russell Wilson will go into the Hall of Fame. And you know what? Picking up another Super Bowl, whether it's this year or 5 years from now, Russell Wilson, quite frankly, he doesn't need another Super Bowl to cement his legacy. He's already on the road. So as we watch the remainder of this season, you know, Pete Carroll is high on the Seahawks defense. Me, not so much, but I hope the defense can improve. I hope Russell Wilson does have an opportunity to get some help besides the offensive side of the ball. Because they're finally letting Russell Wilson cook. And I think people are finally starting to pay attention to how great Russell Wilson is. He's not just, oh, shucks, oh, golly, oh, goodness gracious. He's not just married to Ciara. And I know there are a lot of people, I find it quite comical. You know, anytime, people mention Ciara, especially on sports radio, they don't know who the hell she is. They mispronounce her name. And it's Russell Wilson's wife, Ciara. Well, let me tell you something. There's a whole lot of people who know a whole lot more about Ciara than they do about Russell Wilson. He happens to be Ciara's husband. That's the case in many circles. But I digress. He's more than a sidekick. He's more than a boring quote machine. He's more than a goody two shoes, weird camera guy. He is a ballin' ass, great football player who is playing his way into the Hall of Fame. And if you don't believe or you don't have that respect for what Russell Wilson has done, go check it out. Go look at the numbers. Go look at the accomplishments. Go look at what he's done. He is the epitome of a winner. I don't think we've had the same type of winner over the past, I would venture to say, past 10 years outside of Tom Brady. It's been Russell Wilson. And you know, I don't know if he'll win a Super Bowl this year. I think it has Patrick Mahomes' name on it. But if he continues on this path, he won't need another Super Bowl to cement his legacy as a Hall of Famer. And I like to rag on Russell Wilson, call him a cornball. But he's a great man, by all indications, and he is a damn good football player and one of the best to watch. I want to open up the phone lines to you to start this show off, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on Russell Wilson, his legacy so far? You know, do you think he needs another Super Bowl to cement his legacy? It would have been nice if he had two. He has one, and he's already playing like one of the best football players, one of the best quarterbacks to lead a team. What are your thoughts on number? I don't even know his number. What is he, number 12? No, the 12s are Seattle. He's number three. Yeah, what the hell do you think about number three for the Seahawks, Russell Wilson? Call me up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Metcalf is slotted on the left side. Play fake. Here comes the rush, and Russ is going to throw deep over the top. Got a man out there reaching up, making the catch. Guess who? DK Metcalf over the top of Darius Slay.
That's right. You just heard Seahawks radio. Russell Wilson connecting with DK Metcalf. Oh, we're going to talk about that guy. Right now, we're talking about Russell Wilson. But we're going to talk about the guy that he's delivering the football to. Because that man is playing out of his damn mind. Freak of nature. He actually had a defensive coordinator, a former NFL coach, come up to him last night. And something that was supposed to be a compliment was taken as a slight. And DK Metcalf almost had more yards than Philadelphia did all by himself yesterday. We'll talk about DK shortly, but right now it's about Russell Wilson. He goes on and on and on. He's like the Energizer Bunny. When you think about what he was looked at when he came out of school, it was just like, oh, yeah, okay. He's a good quarterback. He can be a very good quarterback. He's a pro's pro, but maybe he's too small. Is he going to be able to last in the NFL? He hasn't missed a damn game in 9 years. This is going on 9 years, okay? This man has not missed a game. He hasn't had a losing record. He's amazing. And if he continues this, I don't give a damn if he wins another Super Bowl. He's on his way to the Hall of Fame, and it's well-deserved. He's an amazing football player to watch, and let's see if the defense can carry their end. But I'll tell you this much. Unless Russell Wilson becomes a super Russ and has to do too much, I don't have any concerns. Their offense, as it has done, will keep them in the games. But the phone lines are open to you right now, 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on Russell Wilson, his legacy, what he's done up until now? He says he wants to play in until he's in his mid-40s. That means we got almost, let's say, about 15 more years, I mean, give or take, of Russell Wilson. That's a long-ass time. Put five O's in there. That's a long-ass time, okay? Our number, our line, is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote at geico.com. That is easy. John, he's calling up from New Orleans. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about what the hell Russell Wilson is doing? John, you're live.
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, you told me to call anytime, and I did. Spoke with you last week. Love the convo. You know what I like about you, JR? I just want to say, you are a straight shooter. You tell it how it is, and you back it up with facts. Kind of remind me of Stephen A. My opinion on Russell Wilson, I agree with you 100%. Down here in New Orleans, we love him because he's comparable to Drew Brees. If you look at the tangibles, you know, when Brees went down in 05 with the Chargers, nobody gave him a chance except the Saints in Miami. We won that deal. And same thing with him coming out of college. You know, a lot of teams regret, you know, not drafting him. And I just love an underdog story. And his legacy right now, in my book, I think he's a Hall of Famer. I don't think he'll win the Super Bowl this year. I'm a little biased. I think it'll be the Saints and the Rams. I think Brees goes out on top. But if he's going to play 15 years, I think Russell's going to get him about three more rings. Then that's just my opinion. And then look who he's throwing to. I know you think he's going to get to that. That dude's not human.
Yeah. DK Metcalf is a football player that looks like he just needs to be out there dunking on people's heads. You know, he is a prototypical thoroughbred. You know, nobody is supposed to be that big, that fast, and that strong in the same combination. And if Russell – and they got him on a discount. You know, DK Metcalf was taken like in the second round. This is his contract is nothing. And I don't even think he's 23 years old yet. So the sky's the limit for DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson. I mean, he got a gift. We're going to talk about him shortly. John, thank you so much for calling up from the NO.
Thank you, sir.
All the time. Let's go to California. Let's talk to Matthew. Matt, you on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Yo, first time caller, man. Love the show. I heard it a couple times, and here we go. My thoughts on Russell Wilson, he's dope. DK Metcalf, he's great too. Once they fix that defense and make sure it's actually solid, they will win another one. Russell, right now, I believe he'll be a Hall of Famer. He's paving the way for players like Kyler Murray. And I believe he does need an MVP, though. He needs that award. I don't know when he'll get it, but DK Metcalf will surely help him.
Yeah.
And if he's going to continue playing, he'll be in the pocket. He got to stay in the pocket. O-line and defense, and yeah, the Seahawks will be another powerhouse again.
Most certainly. But here's the other amazing thing about Russell. You know, I don't think he is so intelligent. You know, for someone, and he can run. If he wanted to, Russell Wilson could go out there and run for 800 yards. He could go out there and run for 1,000 yards if he wanted to. But he's an intelligent passer. He's an intelligent quarterback. And he's not putting his body out there on the line. You know, I can't tell you how many times, and it's not a lot of times, and thank you, Matthew, for calling from California. I can't really remember watching Russell Wilson ever take a hit where you go, oh, my God. Russell Wilson he's a big man. He's no bigger than 5'11", but Russell Wilson, he's big. He's muscle-bound. It's not like some small dude walking down the street. He's built to take an ass-kicking in the NFL. But the guys out there on the field are bigger than him, okay? Some of these dudes trying to knock him out are big as hell. I've never seen Russell Wilson get hit and go flying out into the third row. I've never seen Russell Wilson get hit and kind of writhe on the floor, on the field in pain. This man hits his baseball instincts and he slides. He goes out of bounds. So there's a reason why, even at his size, he has not missed a game. He's been out there. Iron Man. Mac is calling from Texas. Mac, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What you got to say here?
Hey, I appreciate you for letting me in on your show. I enjoy your show. Real quick note, the DK Metcalf guy, I don't see how the NFL teams miss this kid. Just to make a remark, with also the guy that played with the Titans, what was Ole Miss feeding their receivers? I'm trying to understand what were they giving their guys. But Russell Wilson, I don't like him. I despise this guy. I don't, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I despise Russell Wilson. Because I'm a 49er fan. Been 49er fan since 1982. Okay? When I see Russell Wilson walk on the field and we're up, he has this confidence about himself that he knows he's going to kick your tail anyway.
Yeah.
And he knows he's going to come with 30 seconds left. And you're up. You're not even comfortable because he has that about himself. So I don't like him because he's a damn good quarterback. And so that's what I have to say about him. I appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much, Mac, for calling up from Texas. Let's go to David in Buffalo. David, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me on tonight, man. Couple points about Russell Wilson. I think he gets one more Super Bowl. That puts him in a real special category with some of the all-time greats. And I think the point you brought up about scrambling is, he scrambles really responsibly. You never see him, take a hit. You don't see him scramble when he doesn't need to. He's really smart about when he knows how to do it. And listen to some of the radio broadcasts last night. Ron Jaworski brought up a good point in that Russell Wilson, he said it best, he's a pro's pro, and that he knows when to, throw the ball away. He knows when to check it down. The guy just knows how to play the position, and it's incredible how he was a third-round pick and all these teams passed on him. So the best part of him, too, is he's always available, like you said, man. So great show, bud, and have a good night.
Thank you, David, for calling from Buffalo. Let me tell you about Russell Wilson. When you want to talk about some of the better quarterbacks, and I'm going to go there. I'm just going to say over the past 20 years, I'm going to look in that space. Russell Wilson, in my opinion, if I had a choice of a quarterback, say, hey, JR, take any quarterback from the last 20 years, I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers, and then you can go ahead and flip your coin after that, whether you want a Peyton Manning, whether you want to go ahead and say Tom Brady. But Russell Wilson is right there. He really is. I may have him right after any combination of Manning and then also Tom Brady. I'd have him and Breeze kind of right there as to who I would want next. Greg from Ventura, go on ahead quickly.
JR, I owe you an apology from last week, but I first want to say that Russell has been awfully fortunate, JR, that he has not been creamed. And I'm not sure that the offensive line of Seattle is able to continue to keep him from getting creamed. And do you remember when he first started out, JR, he had all these fumbles, and he would always recover them himself? Do you remember that? It was, like, remarkable. He'd end up with fumbles, but he always got the fumble back. And it was a remarkable thing. Well, I feel the day is going to come when Seattle is not going to protect him as well as he needs to be protected. And he's a tremendous quarterback. I love him.
Well, Greg, I'll tell you this much. We can talk about what happened when he came into the league in 2012. He was pretty damn good then, and he had his rookie issues. But I'll put it to you this way, and thank you, Greg, for calling from Ventura. I don't know what you wanted to apologize for, but message it to me because I certainly didn't lose sleep over anything. I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, Russ is amazing, all right? And we could say that about any quarterback. Everybody is one hit away. When we come back, I'm going to take more of your calls. I have to talk about DK Metcalf. This guy is playing out of his mind.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, hanging out here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Russell Wilson. In a few seconds, I want to talk to you about DK Metcalf. But before I keep things rolling, I got to let you know about more about what's going on in the NFL. because on Sunday, it's another NFL on CBS doubleheader, okay, an early slate. You got the Browns taking on the Titans. And then key matchups, key games, Raiders, Dolphins, Colts, they're all trying to make their playoff pushes. You know what? In a matter of fact, in the next hour, I got to talk to you about some of these teams. Because some of these teams, we're talking about playoff pushes, and I'm just like, I don't know about that. But also, in the late window, you're going to have Aaron Rodgers and the Packers taking on the Eagles. Should light them up there. It all begins with the NFL today. It goes down at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on Sunday. The NFL is on CBS. I want you to hear about, you know, DK Metcalf and what he had to say last night about putting up 177 yards. But before I do that, I want to get back to the phones here. We have Davin. He's calling up from San Diego. Dav, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
What's going on, JR? Thanks for having me, man.
Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, so basically, talking about Russell Wilson here, I mean, not to take anything away from this guy. This guy's one of the best scramblers we've ever seen in terms of staying healthy, like you said, getting rid of the ball when he needs to. But let's not forget here, who had that dog mentality when they won that Super Bowl? That was the defense, right? Pete Carroll didn't put a gun to this guy's head to throw that slant on the goal line. And let's not remember, if Mike McCarthy wasn't so mediocre, we'd be talking about this guy as the dude who threw 5 interceptions in an NFC championship game. And just to leave, Russell Wilson wouldn't be doing this well this year without that guy, DK Metcalf. I'm just going to leave it at that, and I'll guarantee
Davin,
my Packers.
Well, you're going to leave now. You don't want to have a conversation.
I'm in. Okay. JR, I'm all here.
Okay, so you're all here. Okay, so you can't take anything away from what that team was, and I said it was built on the defense. But I'll tell you this: you can look at the development of who he was and who he is now, and it screams greatness. You're not going to find, I don't know, outside of maybe the 3 or 4 guys that I mentioned, you're not going to find a better quarterback over the past 20 years than the other gentleman that I named. So you're not going to find too many people that step onto a field and are perfect or can put you in a position to win. You can't take away from interceptions. You can say nobody held a gun to his head, and he did what he was asked and told as a young quarterback. Okay, and yeah, he was in his second Super Bowl. Nobody put a gun to his head. Nobody puts a gun to anybody's head. But what you can't take away is his greatness. So if your thought or your idea is, oh, Russell Wilson, oh, he's a choker, or Russell Wilson, oh, he's not perfect. This is someone who has 23 fourth quarter comebacks in the regular season. He has 30 game winning drives. In the postseason, he has 4 comebacks. He has 4 postseason game winning drives. So I can look at anybody. I can look at some guy named Tom Brady. And oh my goodness, Tom Brady has had his failures. I can't believe it. But just for failing, this is sports. This is athletics. You can look at a whole lot of people who certainly failed and came back. And to the surprise of no one, guess who decided to hang up the phone? Not me. Adam, he's calling up from Philadelphia. Adam, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead with your comment, Adam.
Hey, you got a great rhythm to your show.
Well, listen, I got a lot of rhythm, just period. Adam, go on ahead, man.
I just wanted to say, I think you're going to see something more from him that it'll kind of be unexpected. I think they love Pete Carroll in Seattle, and I think that Russell Wilson is going to become the Chris Paul of Seattle Seahawks, and they're going to get a quarterback to play the first 3 quarters and 3 minutes, and in will come Russell Wilson in a, whatever, 1-score, 1.5-score game.
Okay.
And he'll take control. Okay. I mean, yesterday.
Well, Adam, yeah. I'm just so I'm clear here.
Go ahead.
Are you saying that all of a sudden we're going to, like, split snaps with at the quarterback position? Is this what you're saying?
Well, I just think that some of these quarterbacks that are so damn good.
Uh-huh.
And Chris Paul is a Chris Paul.
Oh.
Russell Wilson is like Chris Paul in that he's a coach on the field. So if you put him in, let's say, even for the entire fourth quarter.
Just for the two-minute so just to be clear, you want to turn Russell Wilson into Mariano Rivera.
Well, I don't want to say that, but I want to give him the entire fourth quarter.
And let somebody else work in the first three quarters.
Exactly, and take the damage, and Russell Wilson, let's say they're down two scores. Okay. Russell Wilson's going to take you home. And I think that's going to become part of the NFL game.
Hey, Adam, I know it's cold in Philadelphia. Have you been outside?
I have been outside, but my brain has not frozen.
It sounds like it, Adam. Listen, what I want you to do, Adam, I don't want to have this conversation right now because you are literally talking about revolutionizing the game. You know, you're making it sound like baseball. Well, let's bring in a starter and have him work for two quarters and maybe three, and then let's just bring on an executor, somebody to come on and finish them, like Fatality, like it's Mortal Kombat. So not right now, Adam. Let's have that conversation another day, okay?
Well, can I ask you this? I mean, what do you see in the NFL that you don't see in every other league? I mean, it's the most parity league in all the pro sports.
Well,
every game is close.
Yeah. Well, don't fix it if it ain't broke. And thank you, Adam, for calling up from Philly. Call me back another day, Adam. I didn't think we'd talk about revolutionizing the game of football. You know, how about this? How about we take, you know, a different quarterback and just have mini games? Why don't we just have one quarterback for the first, and then the second, the third, and then the fourth? Let's just do that. You know, let's do some games here where, like, the first half of a game, you know, the Seattle Seahawks can start Sam Darnold, and in the second half, you bring on Russell Wilson and see if he can come back from the trash. Let's try that. I don't think that's going to happen. Let's go to Ev. He's up in Seattle. Ev, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, Ev. Are you going to tell me about changing the game of football?
No, that dude's off a good one.
Oh, well, he said he was outside, but his brain isn't frozen. But what's coming out of your brain? What's up?
Well, I'm Seahawk for life, and I feel like this is such an interesting subject to hear, like, nationally, because, you know, like, with us and the Seahawks, you know, with the whole Super Bowl 48 win and then the expectations that followed that, I mean, our hopes were so high here. You know, it was a dynasty, seemingly just an inevitable dynasty. We're talking, you know, 3, 4, 5 Super Bowls in, you know, like the 49ers had, or any of the great dynasties. I mean, we were on that path. So in regards to Wilson, it's like at that moment in the beginning, you know, obviously he was not the centerpiece of the team. And he's become that over time, and he has gotten so much better. And, you know, I feel like we embrace him. We've embraced him more now because he has gotten better. And obviously the other parts of the team, losing Lynch, losing the defense, I mean, for us to stay good, he had to get better.
Yeah, and he's done an amazing job. Finish up, Ev. We're up against a break.
What I'm saying is like in Seattle, you know, we're still sort of waiting to see. We're still maybe living in the past somewhat. You know, we're still waiting for these other Super Bowls that we were promised by Pete Carroll and by Wilson, you know, and Super Bowl 49 still hurts.
Yeah, I'm sure, Ev. Well, I'll tell you this. This man says he wants to play for 15 more years. I don't know if he's going to play all of those damn years with the Seattle Seahawks, but he certainly kept them in competition, because if you would have had a different quarterback there, I'm not so sure or certain. And this is where you can't take anybody for granted. This is where you can't take a Russell Wilson for granted. There aren't too many quarterbacks who you can put out on a field and have confidence that they, the quarterback, him, by himself can win you a game. That he can elevate the guys that he's playing with, regardless of their skill set, and help you win a game. A couple of years ago, his best weapon was Doug Baldwin. And no disrespect to Doug Baldwin, he's at best a number two, maybe a number three wideout. Okay? He ain't no number one. Lockett wasn't what he is now. He's improved as well. Come on. Jimmy Garoppolo? You counting on Jimmy Garoppolo? You counting on Baker Mayfield? You can count these guys on a finger. Kirk Cousins is getting big money. You got confidence in Kirk Cousins for years to win you games? No. You got a guy like this? Appreciate him. Be happy that you have him. You know, like our caller who called up and made his point and then hung up. You know, it's facts. Ain't nobody perfect here in the NFL. But you got winners and you got losers. And a guy like Russell Wilson, that guy is a winner. You're not going to find anybody over the past 20 years that's had a career like him outside of some guy probably named Tom Brady. Let's be real. Let's be honest. When we come back, this is the JR Sport Brief Show. This is your show. I'll continue with your calls. And then I'm going to tell you about DK Metcalf because he's a freak of nature. He ain't no new Megatron. He's his own damn self. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.